Good morning, everyone. It's Monday morning. It's about 10 minutes after 6 o'clock in the morning here in Pineville, Missouri, 4th of February, 2019. Good morning, Ben Tamale. Welcome aboard this morning. Well, we're ready to start another week. Or whether we're ready or not, it has started. And a lot of people are probably hungover this morning from attending the pagan activities of the Super Bowl and the Illuminati halftime and how Christians can participate in that is more than I can understand. Anyway, the Lord has said unto you, you shall henceforth return no more that way. Deuteronomy 17:16. Truly, if they had been mindful of that country from whence they came out, they might have had opportunity to have returned, but now they desire a better country, that is, heavenly, choosing rather to suffer affliction with the people of God than to enjoy the pleasure of sin for a season, esteeming the reproach of Christ greater riches than the treasures in Egypt. The just shall live by faith, but if any man draw back, my soul shall have no pleasure in him. But we are not of them who draw back into perdition, but of them that believe to the saving of the soul. No man having put his hand to the plow and looking back is fit for the kingdom of God. God forbid that I should glory, save the cross of our Lord Jesus Christ, by whom the world is crucified unto me and I unto the world. Come out from among them and be ye separate, saith the Lord, and touch not the unclean thing, and I will receive you. He which hath begun a good work in you will perform it until the day of Jesus Christ. Deuteronomy 17:16. Hebrews 11:15, 16, 25, and 26, Hebrews 10:38 and 39, Luke 9:62, Galatians 6:14, 2 Corinthians 6:17, and Philippians 1:6. Well, it was very apropos scriptures for the morning after the Super Bowl, you know. Jesus said, I am come that they might have life and that they might have it more abundantly. You know, there's no abundant life in the things of the world. And good morning, Penny Beloit. Welcome aboard. And so all those people yesterday that participated in that pagan activity of the Super Bowl and the halftime Illuminati mess. My exhortation is to examine yourselves, themselves. You say, oh, you're not supposed to judge. We're supposed to make discernments about things, are we not? How can we live our life without making discernments about the activities that we participate in? In the past, I have participated in things that were far, far from being construed as Christian. And yet I took on the name of a Christian. And God had to bring me to a point of repentance up to it, to turn away from it, the beggarly elements of the world. We're in a spiritual battle between the flesh, the devil, and our spirit. And Jesus Christ is the one who gives us the strength to stand against the wiles of the devil, that we may be able to stand. He's done all things well. We look to Christ as our sustenance, as our strength, as our hope, as our joy, as our peace, as our life. Well, why do sports appeal to so many millions and millions of people? Have you ever thought about that? Why does it appeal to so many people? Because it's the exaltation of the creature. That's why. They worshiped. Instead of worshiping the creator, they want to worship the creature and exalt the creature. God says he will not share his glory with another. He's a jealous God. He requires our worship. He requires our praise, our adoration, our obedience. Some people want to have one foot in the world and one foot in the Christian life. They are double-minded. The Bible says a double-minded man is unstable in all of his ways. They want to be accepted by the world, but they also want to be accepted by the bride of Christ. Have no fellowship with unrighteousness. That's what we're told. Come out from the world and be separate, saith the Lord, and touch not the unclean thing. Now, I know some people say, oh, Larry's a legalist. He's preaching law. No, I'm preaching the Bible. Grace brings with it the want to obey. If you and I don't have any desire to obey the Word of God, then we have not been a recipient of grace. End of story. Good morning, Wagosa Barbara. And Humphrey McAdoy. Good morning. Grace gives us the desire to want to please our Savior. Grace gives us the desire to want to obey Him. Grace gives us the desire to walk in paths that would please Him. And people don't want to hear that truth. People want to hear what I call sloppy grace. They can live any way they want to and still be proclaimed that they are Christians and have been recipients of God's grace. I'm glad that God is merciful. I'm glad that He's long-suffering. I'm glad that He's forgiving of our sins. But He's also a God that brings us to repentance when we do fail Him and go the wrong way. You know, do you ever feel like we're living in evil days? We are living in very evil days. And we were told that it's going to happen too. Christ told us in the 24th chapter of Matthew. Vulgar movies, pornography, and YouTube. You know, there's things about YouTube and Facebook that are very evil. We have to be discerning about what we look upon. We're told to put no evil things before our eyes. Put no evil thing before our eyes that causes us to sin. Let's start acting like we've truly been born again. Lord, give me a hatred for all this sin. Lord, cause me to turn my eyes and look on Thee, the One who bled and died and paid the price for me. Help me not to return to the beggarly elements of this world, but may Your Holy Spirit guide me by Your Word. You know, remember what happened with Lot? Remember what happened with Lot? Lot was vexed while in Sodom. We're in Sodom too. Are we vexed like Lot was? Do we abhor evil too? Or are we drawn away of our own lust and enticed? God, help us in the midst of all this vice to turn our eyes to you, we pray this day, and then our thoughts and minds will be on you. Turn us and we will be turned. You make all things new. Give us a hatred for sin and cause us to run from it. Give us your continued grace and mercy so that in heavenly places we can sit. Let us not be conquered by sin and death and hell. Let us cry out to you when we are weak and our flesh is fell. Only you can give us victory over prevailing sin and cause us to walk in truth until the very end. Your mercies are new every morning. Great is your faithfulness, even in the midst of Babylon. In God, we only trust. Amen. Well, I hope that you have a good day today and your mind and heart is focused on Jesus Christ. The Apostle Paul's focus was on Christ and Him crucified. He told this beautiful story until they killed Paul and he died. This should be our focus for our remaining days, to tell the wondrous story how Christ came to save. It's easy to get off track and focus on other things, like baptism and fellowship dinners and how the choir sings. But there's nothing more important that the Christian should do than proclaiming that Christ was crucified to the world too. We cannot add to or subtract from the bride of Christ, but preaching the gospel like Paul should for us suffice. So let's not pretend we're proclaiming Christ and Him crucified when we're never telling the world that for sinners He did die. Worthy is the Lamb to receive glory, honor, and power. Christ has put all things under His feet. Praise God for the mercy seat, where Satan would God's people devour. To think that Christ sits in glory interceding for me should give me enough reason to praise and honor the Son for dying on the cross. The work of salvation is done. Well, I hope that today will be a blessing to you, and thank you for joining us this morning, each one of you, and may our focus be upon our Lord and Savior, Jesus Christ, and His completed work, and the faith of Christ that He has placed within us, giving us the imputed righteousness of Christ. God bless.